We're joined right now by a defensive tackle with Philadelphia Eagles. He signed a three-year contract with Philadelphia earlier this month. Last season, 54 tackles, 4 sacks, and a forced fumble. He was a two-time All-American at South Carolina State. He was the 89th pick overall back in 2016. Javon Hargrave is my guest. Javon, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Good,
I'm good. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. Appreciate you. All right, so when you signed with the Eagles, there was a move, or it was a move, that got a lot of attention around the league because of what you've done since you entered the league and what you can do in Philadelphia's scheme. So take me back to the start of free agency. What was it about Philadelphia that made you feel like that was the right spot for you?
I mean, I feel like just Philadelphia just always had a kind of interest. Just coming from me going from college to the NFL, he always showed a lot of interest in me, so that was big. And just, I mean, like you say, they scheme I played in college, so it was really getting back to kind of my roots of where I started, how I'm used to playing football, so that was real big for me too.
Now, what you say is true, because when you were coming out of college, Philadelphia was very interested in you, but Pittsburgh drafted you. Now you remember the Eagles, and you join a defensive line with Fletcher Cox and Malik Jackson and more. As you've said, there are so many dogs on that line. When you think about your ability to beat guards one-on-one, and then you think about playing alongside the rest of the guys and all that talent, how excited do you get, and how do you feel about that fit for you?
I mean, it's very exciting just to be around so many great players. That's going to create a lot of one-on-ones for players like me. So I just look forward to that. I love getting one-on-ones and showing what I can do. So I just know in this game, it's just more, more of an attack game instead of, like, really reading and two-gapping. So that just really shows. That's just really kind of a great feeling for me going in. So I'm just eager to get out there with the guys and get to work.
Javon Hargrave, my guest. When you talk attack scheme, of course, you think about Jim Schwartz. You're playing in a Jim Schwartz defense. As a defensive lineman, what is it you like about his defense and the way he approaches the game?
It's more off of getting off the ball. Let your defensive lineman, create the line of scrimmage and make plays. It's just a real fun defense. It's like a lot of plays for defensive linemen out there. I guess you can see by the production that the whole defensive line has on the Eagles already, and just by the players they have. So it's just exciting just to get back to something like that. I was mostly a nose guard at Pittsburgh. I love playing that too. I had to really adjust to that when I was coming into the league. So for me to get back to my roots, I call it my roots, and being able to play in a scheme like this is real. I'm really excited for it and ready to compete for it.
Javon Hargrave of the Eagles joining us. So when you think about your roots, like, you obviously have to be physically elite to be a great defensive lineman, but what does it take from a mental and psychological standpoint? Like, how much of that battle is physical and how much of it's mental?
Oh, it's really mental. Every game, every play ain't going to be your play. So you just got to kind of keep just living in the moment. I mean, it's a lot of plays probably last year, even though as many good plays as I had, a lot of plays that was bad. And you just got to keep reminding yourself it's just to keep going, your play going to come. Man, you can be having a bad game for three quarters and make the biggest play of the game. So that's how it really is playing that defensive line. You get reached or cut off and somebody run through your hole. You can't let that sit in the back of your mind. You just got to keep going. And that's something that I just learned over the years, coming into my fifth year. Just every play is a different play, and every play is a play you can make a big play.
It seems to me the road to this spot's been really interesting in the sense that, like, when you were growing up, you fell in love with football at a very early age, like all the way back to grade school. What do you remember about the early days of football, and what was it about that game that you liked so much in the beginning?
Man, for me, I played a lot of positions. I played running back, tight end, linebacker. And even me, as a young kid, I was, like, so into playing running back and playing linebacker, just being, like, a skill guy, something like that. Because, back in the day, that's who get all the credit when you're in the little leagues. But it was always something about playing defensive line and me just getting off the ball and getting to the quarterback. That was just came so natural to me. So I think it was like my ninth grade year when I really played. I played JV for the first game, and I crushed it and played varsity after that. But it was just it just came so natural, and that just really gave me a sense of I was born to play defensive lineman, and made me fall in love with football, and just, you know, and just trying to see how good I can get at this game.
Javon Hargrave joining us. Now, in terms of skills, I mean, you were a skill guy. In fact, you were a huge basketball fan. Rumor has it you were also a pretty solid basketball player. How would you describe your basketball skills?
Oh, yeah, I was the man back in high school. But
right?
Like I say, I had too many bad games in basketball, so I knew it really wasn't made for me. I mean, I had a lot of good games, but basketball, you can get frustrated in basketball, and you can't really take it out on nobody. You still got to play. In football, you get frustrated. You can take it out on the offensive lineman or the quarterback. So that was kind of the difference with me. But basketball, that was really my favorite sport. That still is one of my favorite sports. That's my favorite sport just to watch and just look at. But, yeah, I kind of knew when I started seeing those seven-footers in high school that I had to kind of go the football way.
It's great. Like, when you went to South Carolina State, now, when you first got there, you were not necessarily in the kind of physical shape that you wanted to be in. So what were the first few workouts like?
Man, I got introduced to winning conditioners very soon. So I was passing out. I was just, you know, slacking, just falling down. Everybody just looking at me, laughing at me. But I sat out a whole semester coming out of high school. So I didn't do nothing. I didn't work out or anything. So when I got to South Carolina State, I was just so much out of shape and gained so much weight that I was just pitiful. So, I mean, after about a few weeks, I started to get my wind, and, you know, I started progressing from there. I just didn't quit and just kept going. And after a while, it was just normal. I just I got in a routine and got with the program.
Javon Hargrave joining us. The other thing was, too, like those who know, like David Blanchard, who was the defensive line coach there, said, quote, a lot of people couldn't see it because, like I said, he wasn't in shape, but his first step was amazing, just getting off the ball. I know I couldn't believe it. I told the guys, I said, man, this guy is special. And he was actually laying on the ground getting water. And I was like, no, this guy is good. End of quote. So what did it mean to you to have him believing in you like that at that time, knowing how good you could be?
I mean, he always, you know, he always gave me confidence. He pushed me, even, you know, when nobody else really seen it, he always was telling me that I was going to be one of the best ones. He always told me I was competing with, you know, everybody else in the world, not just with the people in his room. So I just took that and ran with it. Like you say, he pushed me. He really did push me when I was in college. I mean, at the time, you wouldn't have known he was saying that because he was on me hard about
right.
pushing myself. So, I mean, he just, you know, he helped me take it to another step, man. Helped me start pushing myself and getting to where I was today.
All right, so you want to talk about taking it to another step. You had that now legendary game against Bethune-Cookman in October 2014. In that game, you tied the FCS record with 6 sacks. Jalen Simmons, who was on the team in South Carolina State, said, quote, to be there as it happened was just eye-opening. It was crazy, end quote. So what do you remember about that game, and how important was that in terms of putting you on the map?
I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was a big game for us. I think we just lost the week before. I didn't practice none that week because I had a knee injury. So I didn't even come in. That was my first game not starting in college since I've been in South Carolina State. So, you know, they was rotating me in, and I think I ended up getting 1 set, and I got 2. Then after that, I felt like I was just in the zone. I didn't even realize what I was doing until after the game. Like, I didn't even know I had 6 sacks until after the game when the reporter told me. So it was just crazy. It was just a great feeling just to hear that after the game, and just knowing as much work as I put in, it was all coming to fruition. And just I feel like that's the game that really put me on with the NFL and my college career. And it's just, I was talking to a friend the other day, just that game will always be spoke of around South Carolina State, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now, it put you on the map, but you just kept on the grind. NFL teams were keeping an eye on you, and then you get to draft night. The story goes that you and your family were at a bowling alley when you were drafted. They made the announcement over the PA system. Your dad said everybody was crying and running up to congratulate you. What do you remember about that night and that experience?
It was crazy. I was, you know, I was back and forth. Yeah, draft is just a long process. Like, you know, I'm seeing waiting for 2 or 3 rounds. It just felt like it's days of just waiting and hearing names called. So I think I was at the end of the 3rd round. So I was just, you know, hurt, just mad because I didn't think I was going to get drafted that day. I was just sitting there listening to my headphones, and then I get the 412 call. And I knew I seen a Pittsburgh number call coming across the screen. So I just answered and heard Coach T, and my family just hitting me. They don't know what's going on. They at the inside the bowling alley. I'm outside right now. They at the door jumping and screaming and shouting. It was just it was just one of those feelings that you can never get back. Like, I never feel like I ever feel that feeling again. But it was just a so surreal moment just to see all my family so happy and everybody running and jumping on me. And just to hear Coach T tell me they was going to take me in the 3rd round. And it was crazy. I told everybody, I wish everybody could get that feeling because that's just one of the best. That was the best feeling I ever felt in my life.
That's a great story. Now, you also have one of the coolest nicknames in the NFL, the Grave Digger. How did you get that nickname, and how much does that define your attitude on the field?
Man, it was my defensive coordinator, Coach Adams. When I came in, I don't know how it came. He just started calling me. First it was Graveyard, and then we got the screen ball, and I started, you know, tackling all the quarterbacks, and he started calling me Grave Digger. And from then, that's when everybody from the team started calling me that, and I put it on Instagram, and that's just been it for the whole world. I mean, it just took off from there. So it just came from South Carolina State, and it just kept it rolling in the NFL.
So let me finally ask you, at South Carolina State, you are a legend in the weight room. How are you going about staying in shape right now when you can't get into the facility?
Man, I got a Peloton bike right now. I just ordered a Peloton bike. I'll be on that 24/7. I do it 2 or 3 times a day, just trying to get my cardio. I'm doing push-ups. They got workouts on there I can do on the Peloton bike. So I'm really in my apartment just trying to get it in the morning and get it in at night. But I'm just, you know, I'm just finding ways just to stay in shape and stay at it.
Jim, and I did not know the answer to that. That's not why I asked you that. But I've had my Peloton now for a few years, and I've been hitting mine hard, too, during this time. Which rides do you do? How long are the rides that you do? And what are some of the other exercises or classes you take?
I just did the 60-minute ride today, the 60-minute hip-hop just this morning. And I do the core. I do the core after each workout. That's the only one I've really been doing is the 60-minute and the 45-minute one. I usually do the 45-minute one at night. But I'm waiting for my dumbbells to come. I'm going to start doing the leg workouts and the upper body workouts with it too pretty soon.
I love it, dude. I got to admit, I'll be real. I ride the bike, and I do some of the weight stuff on my own, but I haven't been doing as much of that with the bike. I got to start doing more of that with the bike. But I do the 45-minute rides, and they're awesome. Javon Hargrave joining us.
They're
good, right? They're tough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're tough.
How many calories do you burn during your ride?
The most that I had was 700, but usually around like 650. I try to get into 600, 700.
Dude, if you have a 7 in front of yours, you are working, man. You are working.
Oh, yeah. I'll be drinking.
I hear you. He is a 2-time All-American out of South Carolina State and one of the big signings earlier this month. Philadelphia got him to a 3-year deal. Javon Hargrave. Javon, really appreciate you. That was a fun conversation. Have a great time with that. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. That was great. Dude, my man, if he's burning 700 calories, I hit my 45-minute rides pretty hard, and I'm not hitting that number. That's strong. Also, he alerts all of us, too, there are other things to do with the bike other than ride the bike. And I'm not saying that because that's a promotional announcement or relationship, although we do have a really good relationship with Peloton. Man, that bike has been a lifesaver for me during this time. I've hit, I think, 14 or 15 rides since this all went down. It feels good. Really good. When we come back, talk about something good.